So today's class is about sound vibration. They're basically, Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita that he is the sound in the ether. And Prabhupada explains also that whatever sound we hear, it's actually coming from Krishna. We can remember Krishna just by listening to any sound and understand that Krishna is the source of all sounds. There are basically two types of sounds. There's the transcendental sound, and we don't have the sound here, but this is a group of 11,000 devotees chanting Hare Krishna in Ukraine. It's just beautiful. Now, these are devotees from many nationalities getting together and just chanting, like as we do on a regular basis. Now, the transcendental sound can uplift. Now, that's the goal of the transcendental sound, to uplift our consciousness towards the Supreme. And there is also the material sound. The material sound, it's a little different. The material sound can be dangerous and can bring our consciousness down. And here is an example. These two girls, they are talking, and they're talking all kinds of things. And it's quite interesting. I like people talk in the material world, they talk this and they talk that. So you have to choose your sound wisely. Because if you don't choose your sound wisely, you can get in trouble in this world. Now, foolish talks can cause foolish thoughts that can cause foolish actions. Actually, when I was a brahmachari in 1976, we had this posted on the ashram. I don't know who wrote it, but it really makes sense because when you start talking foolish things, then you start thinking foolish things, and then you start acting foolishly as well. So, it's food for thought. In the Upadeshamrita, I don't mean for you to read this, it's small by choice. Srila Rupa Goswami, he says that there are six factors that are favorable to one's devotional life and six factors that are not favorable. And out of these 12 factors, I found two of them, one on each side, that is really related to sound. One is favorable, thumbs up to the favorable one, which is hearing, chanting, and remembering Krishna. If we hear, naturally there is sound. We have to hear a sound. And if we chant, we are producing sound. And when we hear and chant about Krishna, we also remember Krishna. And on the unfavorable side, there is talking unnecessarily about mundane subject matters. It's very common that people talk about anything in this world, and naturally they can develop that type of consciousness as well. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he advised his disciples that gramya katana shunibe. Gramya katana means cheap talk, just nonsense talk. He told his disciples, don't get involved in this. Get involved in talks that are spiritually uplifting. That's what you should do. And Prabhupada explains that in the United States there are many newspapers, and simply to publish the New York Times, many trees have to be killed. I remember when I lived in New York, the New York Times, the Sunday New York Times, is a very big newspaper, and they kill so many trees to print what? Gramya katana. Every day is nonsense plus nonsense. This body is like a cord. The body produces sounds and influences the environment and other people, and it's also influenced by sound. You cannot hear this, but this, there was a big sound connected to it. So a sound can influence the body physiologically. And sound can also influence the body psychologically. If you listen to a very nice music or a sad music, you can become sad or you can become agitated according to the music. And also the ears. The ears are amazing. Because the eyes we can close and the mouth we can close. However, we cannot close the ears. And Prabhupada explains that at night when we're sleeping, the easiest way to wake somebody up is just to make some noise and then the person wakes up. But the ears, they are not made for hearing. They are made for listening. This is an American author, Ernest Hemingway, and he's a Nobel Prize winner. He says that, "I like to listen. I have learned a great deal from listening carefully. Most people never listen." Prabhupada was a great listener. Although he was so busy translating, as Murka said, and he was managing temples, he was traveling everywhere, there are accounts from devotees that met with him and said that they felt like Prabhupada had nothing else to do in the world than to listen to them. He was able to make people feel like this. So listening is a great skill. Men usually listen reductively. These two men are saying that I have a problem. The other one is saying I have a solution here. That's it. What's next? But women, they listen expansively. These two women, they're looking at each other. They're laughing, eye contact. They're probably talking at the same time. Man, if you get nothing out of this talk, man, learn how to listen expansively and you're going to improve your relationships. Then open office plans. In open office plans, plans that have office that have no walls, the productivity can go down by 66%. So if you work in an open office environment, try to use headphones. That's going to increase your productivity. And also behavior. Shopping malls are designed in a special way with special acoustics and also special sound to entice people to go shopping. That's why you see people around the shop like crazy trying to buy things. The sound is made for them to go shopping. And also, inappropriate retail soundscapes. If you have a store, any one of you, if you don't have the proper sounds, the sales can go down by 28%. Sound should be facing the public, always. If it's not facing the public, it's not in the proper way. Sound can also heal. We know about ultrasound that can heal pains, muscle pains, arthritis, and other types of pain. There is lithotripsy. It's a kind of sound wave that can pulverize stones inside the body. There is also sound healing. It's becoming more and more popular that people are using sound for healing different types of diseases. There's also music. Music is very powerful. And music can change people's behavior, people's minds, and people's lives. Here, actually, there was a half a second of a famous music, and I'm sure that most of you would have recognized if you had a chance to listen to it. But music can bring recognition, can make us remember a moment, can make us associate with something, and it becomes powerful. And sound can also extinguish fire. You may not know that, but in a science state fair in California, Cromfie showed a project that demonstrated how to extinguish fire with sound. And California has problems with fire all the time. And now they're expanding and seeing how they can make it at bigger levels, how they can extinguish bigger fires. And sound can also reduce crime. In the city of Lancaster in California, minor crimes fell by 15% and serious crimes fell by 6% simply by playing bird songs for 10 months over 70 speakers, 5 hours a day on the main boulevard. They had a problem with pickpockets. There were many pickpockets stealing. So when they started this process, crime was reduced. You see how powerful sound is. There are also nature sounds. We have wind. Now Krishna says, of the purifiers, I am the wind. We have water. Krishna says, I am the taste of water. We have birds. Krishna says that among the birds, I am Garuda. Oh, the sound is working. Do you hear the birds sing? It's kind of low, but come on, birds, keep singing. There's noise also. No? Noise can actually influence people and even reduce people's span of life. How loud is too loud? The WHO guidelines for community noise recommends that less than 30 decibels for good quality sleep at night. Keep this in mind. 30 decibels for you to sleep well at night. And 35 decibels for good learning and teaching experience at the schools. So 30 and 35. Okay? However, how are people affected? About 40% of the population of the European Union countries, they have 28 countries, population of 506 million, so 40%, that is 200 million, is exposed to road traffic levels exceeding 55 decibels. And 20%, or 150 million, is exposed to levels exceeding 65 decibels during the daytime. And more than 30% is exposed to levels exceeding 55 decibels at night. That means 150 million people in the European Union don't sleep well at night, and they have their lifespan reduced just because of noise. And noise can also affect students' ability to learn. In a classroom in Florida, an analysis was made, and children on the fourth row of the school, they were not as productive as children on the first row of the school because of the noise in the environment. And also, noise in hospital is associated with decreased levels of recovery. Have you been to a hospital? I've been to a hospital recently, visiting one devotee that is hospitalized. And there's so much noise of so many machines. I don't know how anybody can get better. It's just amazing. And what we have learned so far about sound. Our body is affected by sound and can affect others with sound. It can also affect office productivity, can entice people to shop, can heal. Noise can affect sleep, education, and health. Sounds of nature can be calming. Music's powerful. Sound can extinguish fire. When applied properly, it can reduce crime. Now, there is another type of sound, however, transcendental sound. Prabhupada explains that hearing is the first step in God realization. Now, everything starts with hearing. We hear the Mahamantra Hare Krishna, and then we want to repeat, we want to chant. We heard about Gramya Katha before. So Gramya Katha is kind of cheap talk, nonsense talk. There is, however, another kind of katha, which is, you can repeat with me, Krishna Katha. That talks about Krishna, that can uplift us. Here is Prabhupada actually explaining about the chanting of Hare Krishna. Unfortunately, we cannot hear. But Prabhupada explains how this transcendental sound vibration can immediately cause a change in the mind, and that this is not an artificial imposition on the mind, but is the natural process for the living entity to approach God. And at the very end of that talk, he says, one can at once feel transcendental ecstasy from the spiritual stratum. So by chanting this Mahamantra Hare Krishna, one can develop this ecstasy. And we have seen this in so many devotees all over the world. And sometimes even children, they start dancing, they start chanting. The other day I came here, there was a boy chanting in the temple and dancing. He must be 3 or 4. And he would not stop, even made a video of him, because he was so amazing. He could not stop, like, jumping and chanting on his own. And we consulted a number of great souls on the most effective means of overcoming depression and achieving this transcendental ecstasy. We came up with this small devotional therapy video. And I wish we had this one. I know that Mother Indrani would like this. This is really a great kirtan, and many of the leaders of the Hare Krishna movements, all sannyasis, very successful all over the world, they are dancing and chanting. I wish our politicians got involved in this. I think they would change the world. Now, most of them cannot find a way back out of a bag, even with a flashlight. So. A little bit more, and that will change. This is a one fired up kirtan. And that's Krishna, by the way. That's a great therapy. And whoever ever had a chance to dance with Bhakti Tirthaswami can testify that.
Everyone's grabbing the dust from his feet.
Yeah. And now is the best part is coming up. Tirthaswami, a Princeton graduate and author of many books, personal friend of Nelson Mandela, personal friend of Muhammad Ali. Okay. We also have Mahamantra experience, scientific experience. In 2003, David Wolf from the State of Florida Department of Health and Newell Bell from Florida State University, they published the results of their experiment on examining the effects of meditation techniques on psychosocial functioning. The experiment. There were three groups with 31 participants each, recruited from a newspaper ad. I would like to emphasize that this was a very complex study, and I'm not making justice here to them, I'm just simplifying the way I'm simplifying it. But just for the purpose of informing you of what is out there and showing the simplified version of their effort. So the three groups were the Mahamantra group, who obviously chanted the Mahamantra Hare Krishna. The second group chanted an alternate mantra, was a random combination of Sanskrit syllables. And the third group, they didn't chant anything, they just kept doing whatever they did in life. The instruments used were the Vedic Personality Inventory, VPI, by Wolf, 1999, Generalized Contentment Scale, GCS, by Hudson and Proctor, and also the Index of Clinical Stress, ICS, by Abel. Basically, they were measuring stress and depression. That's basically what they were measuring in this. The duration of the experiment was approximately half an hour per day for 4 weeks. And then after the experiment, after the 4 weeks, there was a follow-up 28 days after. The results. The Mahamantra Hare Krishna showed a tremendous decrease in stress and depression during the post-test, right after the test ended. You see, on the left side, the blue is stress, the yellow is depression. This is before the test. They had that level of depression and stress. And then, right after the test, the level had dropped tremendously. And even 28 days after the test ended, the results of the Mahamantra were still visible. And this is more information about the test, which I'm summarizing on the next slide. The results. The Mahamantra group showed significant decreased scores of depression compared to the other two groups. The results of this controlled trial provide some evidence that the Mahamantra can significantly affect the stress and depression change scores and can do so to a greater degree than an alternate placebo mantra. So this is scientific information that the Hare Krishna Mahamantra can definitely show results. It's not just any mantra, or you can take any combination of syllables and make anything, or you can chant Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola, and you get the same result. It doesn't work like that. Practical results of Gramya Katha sound compared to Krishna Katha sound. Now, we heard about Gramya Katha, just nonsense sound, And we heard about Krishna Katha, the sound of Hare Krishna that uplifts the soul. First is Gramya Katha. This is Gramya Katha at its best. This week's news. On the top left side, 10,000 bodies inside Syrian President Bashar al-Assad crackdown. So the Syrian president, basically, he is kind of democratic. He gives people choice. There are two choices. Or you follow what they say, or I cut your head off. So they found 10,000 people that he killed like this. 10,000 bodies. No? And by the way, these news are from newspapers across the globe. The Wall Street Journal, the Times of India, the London Times, the Russian Times, the Financial Times, the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post, and so forth and so on. Now on the left side, right below the 10,000 bodies, IS militants blow up Jonestown. Not even sacred places, place of pilgrimage, are exempt now. This Jonestown is a sacred place for Muslims and Christians. But there's a specific jihadists. They want people to follow their own way of understanding Muslim scriptures, and if they don't want to follow, we're going to destroy the whole thing. Now, in the past, we had in India Aurangzeb, who was the son of Shahjahan, and he was defacing temples, defacing the Govindaji temple in Vrindavan and other temples. Looks like he just reincarnated. Now he's defacing holy place. Who knows where he's going to stop? And if you keep going down, right below map and toward war, there are the jihads that are chasing Christians out of Mosul. Mosul is in Iraq, about 200 miles north of the capital of Iraq. And what they are doing is they are telling the Christians, you have a choice. Or you convert, you become a Muslim, or we kill you. Choice is very simple. And now they're all running away. And there's so much more going on in the world, I can't cover everything in this short class. But the main news that I would like to discuss with you is the center one that says how Ukraine and Russia are moving toward war. Now, probably most of you have heard about what is happening in Ukraine and Russia. They are moved toward war. But we have Krishna Katha. And these are Ukrainian and Russian devotees joining in Kirtan in Ukraine not too long ago, chanting Hare Krishna together. There are 11,000 of them. So the politicians, they're all nonsense. They're just causing war and killing people. But the Hare Krishnas, through the Mahamantra Hare Krishna, following Prabhupada, we can get together with all the races without problems. You know why? Because the politicians, their fundamental understanding is that we are the body. So if I am the body, then this is my country, that is your country, and eventually we're going to have some misunderstanding, and there will be war, maybe it's a psychological war, maybe it's a cold war, maybe it's a ballistic war, but there will be war. But if you remove this basic misunderstanding that we are the body, because we're not the body, we are the transcendental soul, then there's no confusion. No confusion. How can some keep mass of people in a pure state of peace and friendship with one another? How can that be done? This is Prabhupada explaining the introduction of the Bhagavatam. The Lord's Congregational Sankirtan movement at Puri was a unique exhibition for the mass of people. That's the way to turn the mass mind towards the spiritual realization. The Lord inaugurated the system of mass sankirtan, and leaders of all countries can take advantage of this spiritual movement in order to keep the mass of people in a pure state of peace and friendship with one another. This is now the demand of the present human society all over the world. And this is, every word is true. This is by the brilliant, most transcendental Prabhupada. His formula is the peace formula. Bhaktaram jagatapasam sarva loka maheshwaram suhridam sarva bhutanam gyatomam shantim richati. This is the peace formula that can resolve all the problems of the world. And Prabhupada also says that chanting can bring peace to the world. Lord Chaitanya recommended that simply by glorifying the Lord's holy name, a tremendous change of heart can take place, by which the complete misunderstanding between the human nations created by politicians. And how they create this understanding. Gee, It's just amazing. Now, politicians are expert in creating misunderstanding. And politician comes in and goes out and the misunderstanding continues. But this can at once be extinguished. And after the extinction of the fire of misunderstanding, other prophets will follow. So what we have learned about transcendental sound, it can reduce the stress and depression, can unite people. It can at once extinguish the fire of misunderstanding. Can free one from material bondage. It can keep the mass of people in a pure state of peace and friendship. Can promote one to the transcendental kingdom. One can at once feel transcendental ecstasy from the spiritual strata. And all the prophets will follow. And here we end our presentation. Thank you for lending me your ears. If you have any questions, here are the sources and references. If you have any questions, I will be happy to answer. Some questions on that side then. You second, Prabhu? Oh, I think this wireless mic is not working. Too long. Yes. Listening is that you are acting with the intention of understanding and allowing that sound to enter your heart and absorbing the knowledge. And hearing is just like hearing any noise or anything. Sometimes parents say to the children, you are not listening. The children is right there, the ears are opening, but you are not listening. So hearing is just like you hear anything. My mother used to say, it enters here and comes out here. And listening, it enters here and it keeps you inside the heart. But sometimes Prabhupada used the word hearing. Yes, no, really taking it to heart. Any other question? Somebody has a question? Hare Krishna.
There's a study done, I think, on the whole law of mantra and producing coin. I see a lot of things like Washington.
Oh, yeah, no, no. So, you're saying that there's a study about reducing crime, it seems that in Washington, D.C., using the Mahamantra. Well, if birds singing can reduce crime, I think if we do an experiment of chanting in our major street every day for several hours, I think, you know, we can definitely show some results. Any other questions? We thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, everybody.